Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Took it down. Climbed a mountain and I turned around.
As Stevie bringing us back.
And I saw my
Ms. Nix, one of the greats of our time. From Fleetwood Mac fame. Most of those songs are hers. She's a great writer. Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. You can find all the things that we do here and have been doing for the last 16 and a half years right there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Also, the book website, ageofthecustomer.com, for my new book, The Age of the Customer. Hope you check that out. I think you'll like it. And one thing about it is in you know that this is the truth. I want you to learn about the age of the customer. I hope you buy the book. But if you don't, I'm making all the information you really need available on those websites. And you have to look around a little bit. But I still think you'll like it if you bought the book. So we're gonna continue our visit with our good friend David Gage. David is the author of the Partnership Charter. He's partner in BM Associates, co-founder, along with our other buddy, Ed Kopf. David, thanks again for hanging out with us. You were going to tell us about a couple of case studies of actual families, actual businesses that are trying to pass the baton, if you say. They're one generation, one group divesting to another, and they're having some issues. Tell us about them.
Sure. Well, I just want to touch on how you were pointing out the need for scenario planning. And when people starting out not realizing that they're going to grow, of course, they never know. But that's when people should say, hypothetically, what are the different situations we could run into? So growing tremendously, and how do you deal with that is one of them. Or not growing. And one physician once told me, you know, we looked at all these different situations, death and all these things, but we never talked about what are we going to do if we don't really we don't even have enough money to split up. They had never thought about that, and now they were fighting and to split up. But what we were looking at is when a company needs to change the CEO, and because, you know, it's in the person's in his 60s, and in this situation, in the business out on the West Coast, two brothers were really running the company, and the CEO was still running it like a smaller business, and he was getting tired, and he had been planning for 5 years on retiring. But still, despite all of those things, Jim, when it came time, and it was a few months off, and when they were doing a search for the next CEO, he got cold feet and began making
all kinds of... Well, that's classic, isn't it?
It's very classic. It's tremendously classic. So one of the problems there is, what do I do next? What kind of identity do I really have? Because he's very well known nationally as the CEO of this large company. But what will he be after he gives up that title and somebody else takes over?
So what are the stakeholders going to do about this?
Well, you've got a board of directors, you've got a brother and a sister who are co-owners with him, and they're trying to hold his feet to the fire and say...
Are the brother and sister involved in the business, or are they just shareholders?
One brother has retired and stepped down and has been replaced as CFO. And the sister is basically a shareholder at this stage of the game. She retired some years ago.
And the CEO is another brother, or just a separate, just
another brother.
Oh, so the CEO. So these are two brothers basically involved in the company, and a sister. And okay, so the CEO brother doesn't want to step down. And what do you recommend that they do?
Well, it's really a matter of meeting and talking and helping him to get back on track. He does really want to retire. It's just a matter of you get scared when you get close to it and really have to face it.
But these are things. These are things to anticipate, folks. When you're, if you're, you know, like in a, like in a, if there's an ESOP or something like that, or when two employees have been told for 5 years or 10 years that they were going to be sold the company, and you know you're in that whole process, you must anticipate that the person holding the cards, the person at the top who needs to move on, you must anticipate that they will balk.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, David?
So, absolutely. And one of the critical elements is really talking. It's something as simple as talking. So in this case, we've been helping them to have this conversation, which is probably pretty important to find somebody that you really trust from the outside who can continue helping you to help the dialogue along. Oftentimes, mm-hmm. people stop talking in these situations. They get angry with one another, and they just try to force it.
But the business suffers at this point. The business suffers, and there's real financial and market share damage that can be done. I mean, this is not just about personalities. This is about what everybody's worked hard for, isn't it?
Right, and the employees never want to know that the owners are fighting, really, because
that's right.
It makes them afraid for their own jobs, for the company. So that can be tremendously destructive when people in the business or customers, it doesn't matter whom really, finds out that the people at the top, you know, like the parents of the business, are fighting.
David, give us the website, please.
That is bmcassociates.com.
All right, when we come back, we'll get Dave to sort all this out for us and show us the right way to go in these cases. Tintail, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.